Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the Decent Christian Talk podcast. Enjoy.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gabe Jones. This is a show that's by the fans and for the fans. And welcome to Season 3 of the Decent Christian Talk Podcast. We are so excited to have you. We had so much fun with the first two seasons, just talking to so many different people. Season 3 is going to be amazing, guys. I'm telling you, it's going to be better than ever. And we are so excited to bring to you some amazing shows in the future, and the season premiere is with an artist called Holland. Talk about an amazing way to start out season 3. What an amazing artist Holland is. She's one of the best female vocalists in Christian music right now, and this is a great way to start out season 3. It's kind of a melancholy interview with Holland because we talk a lot about, well, you know, she's from Ohio, and you know what just happened with the Cavaliers, and you know how that, all that went down with LeBron James, and well, we'll just wait for you guys to hear that. We'll head into that in a little bit. Before we head into that, we'll talk about our Patreon page. Hey guys, Season 3 is here, and we are not going to be cryptic like 21 Pilots. We're just going to spell it out for you. These podcasts do take a little bit of money to run, and the more popular we become, the more it costs to keep on the interwebs. It does cost money to host the podcast online. It's kind of like living somewhere and paying somebody rent. We have to pay somebody to host the show, and we need your help, just like we have for the last two seasons. We need your help to keep this show on the air, and you can do that by going to patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. We have some interesting levels that we're going to be putting on there soon, including, hey, you can get a shout out, you can pick the topic that we talk about that week. It's going to be a lot of fun stuff, and you can do that and join our team for as low as $1 a month. So many people have contributed over the last couple years, and it's really been fun to connect with them and meet some of the supporters that help us out. It's really cool. That's patreon.com/decentchristiantalk. For as low as $1 a month, you can join our team. We just greatly appreciate you considering that. And if you want to do the one-time gift thing, you can go to our website, decentchristiantalk.com. And if you check out the right-hand side of the page, you can donate to us through PayPal. That's another fun way that you can help support us. Anyway, so we got our first interview of Season 3. It is from Goatee Records artist Holland. And she's such a fun interview. So much fun to watch live. If you haven't seen or heard her, check her out. Without further ado, here is our interview with Holland.
All right, hit that horn, babe. Let's dance. But don't leave me.
Basketball was my sport.
I didn't really like soccer.
What'd you play basketball?
I was a 3 or a 4. So I normally did like 3-point shots and that type of stuff.
They didn't trust you running the point?
I didn't want to do point. That's okay. Too much pressure.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
so I'm here with Holland.
Yes.
She just told me she's a basketball fan. So, I know you're from Ohio. You okay with
those
Cavaliers?
No, I'm not okay with it, but
I was going to say, Cavaliers.
Okay. I think, you know, LeBron didn't have any help, so it's not LeBron's fault. LeBron scored 50 points in the second game? First game?
And then he broke his hand.
And then he broke his, whatever. So
whatever that was.
And then Kyrie's gone, so that's just, you know.
Are you going to be a Lakers fan when he goes to the Lakers, or?
Nah, I don't jump teams like that.
Okay. Good.
I'm not a team jumper. I'm a pretty loyal person.
So you weren't a Heat fan for...
No.
Good.
I didn't really care. I mean, I'm from Ohio, so Ohio State is, like, my, you know, basketball team. But they've kind of sucked for the last, like, 5 years, so... Ohio State football, you know?
Yeah.
You just kind of go from one
Ohio
to another.
Ohio State basketball hasn't been terrible, but...
No, it's been kind of bad the last few years, but I think it's getting better now, but... I don't know. I like sports in general, so I don't really care if they lose
You've
or win.
Been keeping up with the World Cup?
No, I haven't, because we've been on the road. Like, June has been insane. So, right. But yeah, we just went to Guatemala City, and, like, a few days ago, and everyone was, like, freaking out about the World Cup there. It was so, so cool. So, it was cool.
So you are from Ohio. What did you grow up, like, listening to?
I grew up listening to a ton of stuff. So, I grew up in church, so obviously Southern Ohio is not very, like, culture-oriented, right. You know? It's just, like, a majority
Amish.
Of white people and, yeah.
Amish towns,
stuff like that. I didn't grow up in the middle of nowhere, but I grew up in an area that was very heavily influenced by Southern gospel culture.
Mm.
So, I listened to a lot of that, and then kind of, I grew up in a Christian school, so we weren't really listening to, like, mainstream... quote-unquote mainstream music. Yeah, I was allowed to. My family's awesome. They're not, like,
That's
super
good.
Conservative or anything like that when it comes to music and that kind of thing. Mm. But I did grow up in church, so obviously have been around CCM and gospel music a lot, but that really wasn't my favorite stuff growing up. I loved, like, Justin Timberlake and Chris Brown and, like, all this kind of stuff. And so I went to public school for high school, and even in junior high, I just listened to everything I could get my hands on. But growing up, it was majority, like, just what we listened to in church, you know? So, nice. Nothing too crazy.
I went to a Christian school. You know Audio Adrenaline put out an album called Some Kind of Zombie? Like, back in
I didn't listen to Audio Adrenaline.
I got detention for bringing that CD to school.
No way.
That's how...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Anyway, so, you have a full-length album. You have an EP. One of the things that... got my attention with you was a lot of the covers that you did on YouTube, and then you did one with Lecrae, or you did one of Lecrae.
Yeah.
Do you? I know you still do that on Instagram. Do you have? What is something that you like? You're dying to do,
like just in general with music.
Yeah.
I'm dying to do my own tour, like a club tour. So we're actually working on like releasing some new music and stuff. And for me, I just really have a passion to reach people who feel like they have no voice. And have no hope or no joy, and just to be able to bring music to them and let that be their source of a voice and hope, and ultimately let their emotions point them back to God, even if they don't know who He is. So for me, I want to go into those places, and so that would be really fun for me to do that. And we're just working on getting stuff that fits in that type of crowd, and that's where my heart and my calling is for my music. So I'm really pumped about that.
If you could do, like, a dream collab with any tour or anybody in a song, what would that be?
I don't know. I'm, like, I'm not very, I have a lot of, like, different artists that I love, like, from everywhere to, like, Bethel Worship Music, like, completely, you know, like, to, like, Chance the Rapper and Drake and 1975 and Anderson .Paak and all of that. So I'm just influenced by a ton of different types of music. But I know this is probably the most generic answer ever, but if I could tour with anyone... Like, I'm just shooting for the stars. Like, I would want to open for, like, Bieber or something.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's just so dope. And, like, I just love his music and what, you know, he's been putting out. So, someone like him or, like, Shawn Mendes, like, his album is really good. I wasn't a huge fan of him before this new record, and it's so great. Like, just, I don't know, they're killing
it. I've heard a lot about Shawn Mendes in my circles,
Yeah, and Ben Rector is really good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we just listened to his record today, and I'm like, what the heck? I mean, just guys that know how to write songs. Like, I just want to be touring with people that have a heart for music, not just a heart for, like, I'm trying to be famous, you know?
Yeah.
So, I feel like it would just be cool to be on tour.
You have toured a lot with Toby Mac, and you know, you're on his label.
Mm-hmm.
How does that, shooting for the stars, how does that... Watching him do that, how has that inspired you to do the same?
Sure. I mean, Toby has definitely, like, when he was, you know, in DC Talk and then broke away from that and that kind of dissipated and then he did his own thing, like, he wasn't afraid to be outside of the box. And I don't really believe that you can put music, like, in a box. I mean, I think you can, but if you're really being true to who you are and, like, to your creative self, then you say, I don't want to be one thing or another. Like, I'm... we're all changing all the time. Mm-hmm. So it almost puts, it's almost paralyzing to just stay in one place. And so for me, watching him, you know, I wasn't really around. I didn't know him when that whole transition was taking place. But for me, I never want to be comfortable with where I am. I always want to be growing and as a person and in my music. And so watching him do that, and then ultimately, like, yes, I am signed with Goatee and I started with Toby, but he doesn't, like, we don't have a relationship where it's like I owe him anything or he owes me anything. Right. Like, we're friends. And so he wants to see me grow and go where God takes me, you know? So I don't, it's not like an entitlement thing of like, I have to stay in one place or another. And so he's just so supportive of what God's put inside of me and like the vision that I want to do with my music. So it's been really cool to just like watch him do that. And I couldn't imagine being like signed to another label, especially in the industry that we're in, because, you know, I just think that music is bigger than an industry. And so I really want to be a voice that can break those kind of barriers down.
In the, in kind of in the CCM market, not that you want to stay there, but there's not a whole lot of female vocalists that are, that mm-hmm. are kind of like you. How important is that for you to kind of be the face of that and kind of be an inspiration to other girls that are looking up to you? Is that scary?
I think about it. It's not that I try not to think about it, but I don't put too much pressure on myself, because I feel like if I put pressure on myself, then that will ultimately lead to anxiety and fear of, sure. like, what do others think of me? And I think fear of man can be a real thief of joy. And so for me, I've really had to learn how to balance, like, do I want to be what people assume me to be, or am I going to be what I know, like, is true of me? And if that means, like, being an inspiration to a certain market, then awesome. But I'm just really grateful to be where I'm at, and I think it's important to not neglect, like, the people that have walked with you, and to not just say, forget all of you guys, I'm going to go this way. Like, it's important to bring people into your process with you and to honor the people that have started with you. And I've seen a lot of artists that just kind of say, well, I'm done with Christian music and I'm not going to, like, stay here. But that's, like, kind of bogus. Like, these people are, like, family to me, you know? And it's been really cool to just see, like, the visions and dreams God's been giving me. And, like, I want to take those people, like, with me. And I think that it would open doors for other people to do the same. And, you know, I'm not anybody special when it comes to, you know, everyone. There's nothing new under the sun, but I do believe that God is awakening a generation of women, too. And, like, I'm not a feminist or anything, but I do believe that women have authority and power. And like, I'm just really excited to see, like, what God's doing in our generation. And even people that I work with, like, my management, it's me, Lauren Daigle, Sadie Robertson, and then a couple other artists on the label that are guys that we love, obviously, too. But it's just really cool to see, like, everyone is on the same page and just about what God's about to do. It's just so cool. So I'm just excited to see what happens with that.
All right, last question. I know Mandisa's here. You both were on American Idol. Do you ever guys talk, like, horror stories or war stories about
that? Oh, man. No, I mean, I definitely remember, I think her season was the last one that I actually watched, because, like, when I was younger, I loved American Idol so much, but then after I went on the show, it kind of, like, ruined the surprise for me. Like, not that I didn't like the show, I was just like, oh, man, I know how this works. It's like, once you know that, like, the Easter Bunny isn't real, you're like, oh, man, like, what, you know, or, like, yeah, so it's just kind of, it's kind of weird, but I definitely have heard a lot of her horror stories, and then, I don't really have anything that was so bad where I, like, hated them or, like, was vengeful. Like, that's just not the kind of person I am, but we've definitely talked about, you know, life and how God's, like, led us to different places and how that's been an avenue for both of us, so, yeah, it's cool. Like, she's a great person, and I don't get to see her a ton, but, she's super encouraging and, like, always, like, gets all
big
of us
sister.
Girls together. Yeah. She's great.
That's cool. Well, thank you so much for your time. I know you gotta run, but
no, you're good.
Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks a lot.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
That was our interview with Holland. Just really like to thank her for taking the time to talk with us about such a heartbreaking topic, the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James. Our hearts
our go out to all the Cleveland fans that are grieving that loss. Still fresh from the NBA Finals, and now LeBron's gone to the Los Angeles Lakers, the evil Los Angeles Lakers, dare I say. But yeah, that's a fun little interview. It's always fun to kind of peel back the onion a little bit and talk with these artists about, you know, just day-to-day stuff, you know, stuff that you talk with your friends about. It's always fun to get their perspective about that, and that's always one of the funner things, one of the more fun things that we do here at the DCT podcast. And we've got a lot of that coming up for you up this season, and we are so excited to bring to you all of those interviews in the coming months. Hey guys, we have a fun announcement. For those of you that have been following the podcast for a long time, you know that a guy named Juan Otero is a friend of our podcast, and we are actually going to be hosting our very first event in Bridgeport, West Virginia, with Juan Otero. He's got a documentary called The Closure Project, and he's going to be joining us live on July 28th at 6 p.m. at Southridge Church in Bridgeport, West Virginia, to watch the documentary with us. It's a brand new documentary. It's really well done. It's done by our friend Micah Brown, who directed it. He's done so many great things. But he's going to be joining us on July 28th at 6 p.m., Southridge Church of Bridgeport, West Virginia. He's going to be watching it. He's going to be sharing some stories from his heart. And he's also going to be playing some songs acoustically. For those of you that don't know Juan Otero, he worked with DC Talk early on. He's written songs for Audio Adrenaline, The Newsboys, Mandisa. He's gone on to do a lot of great things. He came from an abusive situation. If you want to check out our prior interview with him, we did it before our podcast days. All you have to do is just Google Juan Otero, and our interview with him is probably the first thing that pops up on your Google search. It's one of our most seen interviews that we've done. But if you want more information on that and you want to know more about it, all you need to do is text CLOSURE to 724-901-2524. That's all you got to do. Just text CLOSURE to 724-901-2524. Again, that's in Bridgeport, West Virginia, July 28th at 6 p.m. For those of you that don't know, that's in the northern part of West Virginia, not far from Morgantown, probably about 2 hours south of Pittsburgh. If you hit on I-79, you go south from there. It's not far from Columbus. It's not far from D.C. Those of you that are in that area, it's a couple hours for each way from either way. Yeah, definitely come and check that out. We would love to meet some of you guys and check that out. And once again, if you want more information, just text CLOSURE to that number that I gave you earlier, and we'll definitely hook you up with some information, or if you haven't, answer any questions that you have. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us. If you don't know already, we are on Instagram on DC Talk Podcast. We are on Twitter, DC Talk Act 2. We have a Facebook page, Decent Christian Talk, and a group discussion page on Facebook called the Decent Christian Talk Podcast. You can find us on decentchristiantalk.com. That's where we post every single podcast on there. And there you can get your links to your iTunes and your YouTube and your SoundCloud. Everywhere we post the show, you can find on decentchristiantalk.com. And as always, you can find us on iTunes, and we would appreciate if you could give us a 5-star review and give us a nice review. We would greatly appreciate that. That definitely helps us out. And our favorite thing that you guys do is share the show with a friend. Get on your social media if you like the show. Send it to a friend. Text it to them. That's one of our favorite ways that people have found the show. We just greatly appreciate those of you that have shared it. And like we always say, we're fans. And we just do this show for you guys because we're a bunch of fans ourselves. But hey guys, we are going to head off into the sunset. We've got some great shows for you guys. You need to subscribe to the iTunes and just make sure you don't miss a show. It's just going to be a fun season. But we will talk to you next time, guys. Peace.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses. Thanks.